Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. The second phase of the budget session of Parliament will commence today and will continue till 2nd of next month. Lok Sabha is scheduled to take up a resolution seeking removal of Speaker Om Birla today. The notice will be moved by three Congress members, Mohammad Javed, K. Suresh and Mallu Ravi. If the resolution is taken up by the Lok Sabha, Mr. Birla will not preside over the proceedings and instead he will sit among members. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar is also scheduled to make a statement regarding the situation in West Asia and the Lok Sabha. While in the Rajya Sabha, a discussion on the working of the Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change is listed in the business of the House. The 8th session of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly will resume today after a recess. Leader of the House and Chief Minister Nipi Rio will present annual administrative reports for 2025-26 of 12 departments. Ministers Metsubo Jamir, Jacob Jumame and Salhutinio Kruse will present the annual administrative reports of their respective departments. Meanwhile, Mr. Ryu will introduce government bills, the Nagaland Town and Country Bill, 5th Amendment Bill 2025, and the Nagaland Shops and Establishments, 1st Amendment Bill 2025. Speaker of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly, Sheringan Longcomer, has expressed deep sorrow over the demise of former MLA Dr. Longri Nikan, who passed away on March 7th in Dimapur. In a condolence message, the Speaker described him as a humble and approachable leader. The Speaker said that Dr. Longri Nikan's service both in public office and in humanitarian work reflected his enduring commitment to the people of Nagaland. On behalf of the members of the 14th Nagaland Legislative Assembly, the Speaker conveyed heartfelt condolences to the bereaved family and prayed for the strength to bear the loss. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address the post-budget webinar on the theme Sabka Saath, Sabka Vikas, Fulfilling Aspirations of People through video conferencing today. Under this theme, multiple breakout sessions will be organized across sectors including education and skilling, health and Ayush, tourism and hospitality, among others. The discussions will cover initiatives such as strengthening education to employment pathways, development of animation, visual effects, gaming and comics, Buddhist circuits in the northeastern region, and heritage tourism promotion. The Kohima District Legal Services Authority, in collaboration with the Kohima Women Police Station, observed International Women's Day yesterday at the Women Police Station in Kohima under the theme Give to Gain. Chairperson of KDLSA and Principal District and Sessions Judge Mezovolu T. Thierry honored the dedication and courage of women police personnel, noting that policing requires discipline, patience and sacrifice. She also stressed the need to handle cases involving women and children with compassion. Delivering the theme address, KDLSA Secretary and Chief Judicial Magistrate Cheliam Khemnugan highlighted that empowering women benefits society as a whole. Officer in Charge Jasingu Nobio shared her experiences in service, while Assistant Public Prosecutor Nisezonio Ligise spoke about her journey working with women police officials. Panel lawyer Mika Aye spoke on women's rights and key legal protections. Mokokchung Athletics, in collaboration with My Bharat, organized the My Bharat Asmita Fit India sporting event at Imkong Marin Sports Complex, Mokokchung, on Saturday to mark International Women's Day 2026. The event was held under the aegis of the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports through the Sports Authority of India and My Bharat as part of the program of India's Asmita Initiative aimed at promoting sports participation among women and girls. The competition featured athletics events such as 100, 200 and 400 meters races, along with shot put and long jump across three age groups. And India scripted history by winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup title for a record third time, beating New Zealand by 96 runs in the final match at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad last night, chasing a massive target of 256 runs set by the Surya Kumar Yadav-led men in blue. New Zealand got bundled out for just 159 runs in 19 overs. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have congratulated the Indian cricket team for winning the ICC Men's T20 World Cup. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.